Welcome aboard hour number two here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. A pleasure to be with you this morning. Broadcasting from the Steve Gruber headquarters here in the great state of Michigan. It's December 23rd. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done? Finishing up today. But we're going to get to business. Here are the three things you need to know right now. Number one, Democratic Congresswoman Mary Scanlon carjacked at gunpoint in Philadelphia yesterday. Broad daylight. Congresswoman that represents South Philadelphia, not West Philadelphia, where Will Smith was born and raised, but South Philadelphia. Around 2:45 p.m., Scanlon was walking alone back to her car on the 1900 block of Pattison Avenue, where she was approached by two armed men who demanded her car keys, personal belongings. She's physically okay, thank the Lord, but her vehicle and possessions are gone. The arrest, they did find the people who robbed her and they arrested them, but it comes as Philadelphia continues to grapple with rising crime. It's now the second deadliest city in the United States. Now, obviously, there can be many reasons, but I will let you guess as to what has been happening in Philadelphia over the past couple of years. Prosecutions have fallen dramatically under their new, quote, progressive city district attorney. 65% of gun charges have been dismissed or withdrawn, marking a 17% increase since 2015. The mayor, Mayor Kenney, agreed to cut $14 million from the police budget in the recent... I mean, we're seeing this all over. No surprise. Number two. Los Angeles sheriff slams careless and irresponsible district attorneys that are essentially undoing police work. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva slammed California's more liberal prosecutors, if you will, on Tuesday, saying they're living in a woke palace and they don't have to face the consequences of their decisions that undermine the work of law enforcement as, surprise, surprise, there is a crime surge in some of these areas. Sheriff goes on to say that the district attorney for the area has declined to prosecute more than 12,000 cases after county deputies have apprehended suspected criminals. He basically goes on to say that these criminals, there's no bail either. These criminals get arrested, they get the ticket for whatever they did, or they get charged with their, and they're out before the deputies are done filling out the paperwork. Of course, the sheriff is getting criticized by progressive district attorneys, saying we shouldn't respond with knee-jerk reactions to these crime surges, and that the smash-and-grab looting that you're seeing all over the news going on in California and other places is not new. The sheriff goes on to say, it's not knee-jerk reaction. It's common sense. I have a 92% increase in homicides in 2 years. I have a 16% increase in Grand Theft Auto. Knee-jerk reaction to go back to holding people accountable. That's not a knee-jerk reaction. He said the old-fashioned way of having people suffer the consequences for engaging in crime actually means something, and it's what we need to go back to. I mean, this is controversial these days. This sheriff saying we need to enforce the law and make criminals pay for their crimes, there's opposition to that. Unbelievable. Number three. Joy Reid says Fox News hosts want viewers and fans to die. This is fun for them, she says. Are you done laughing? Yes, yes. Fox News, the most watched network, I believe it's running 6 years in a row now as it pummels MSNBC and CNN in the ratings, wants its viewers to die, Joy. I'll give you a little context here. She's talking about the vaccine and claiming how Fox News peddles lies about the vaccine. And she goes on to say, and there are just people there who have decided to turn Joe Biden into the devil. They're going to live through this because they're all vaccinated and let their viewers and their fans die. Of course, everybody on stage nodded in approval as she was saying this. Said they don't give a darn. It's just clicks to them. It's just they don't care what happens. This is for fun. And then she went on to say, God bless Joe Biden. I mean, this is what we're talking about. In any of that, was there any pointing out of what any Fox News host or contributor has said regarding the vaccines? No, just the people watching Joy Reid are now informed that Fox wants their fans and their viewers to die, and that we need, God needs to bless Joe Biden. That's what they got from that. This is what is supposed to be reporting these days. This is what people in this country are supposed to take as news. I mean, it's again and again and again. It is the same strategy the left-wing media complex has. You can't listen to those right of center opinions on Fox News. They just want you to die. Well, of course. What other reason could there be for opposing vaccine mandates other than it's making people lose their jobs, infringing on their personal freedom, and crushing businesses? I mean, you can walk through the logical arguments for and against vaccine mandates. It doesn't take very long. But of course, that's not Joy Reid's motive. That's not what's motivating her. She doesn't care whether you know the arguments on vaccine mandates or whether you know the administration's policies on COVID-19. All she wants you to know is Tucker Carlson and his friends at Fox News want you to die. I mean, it's comical. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show. We had a lot more fun. Stick around.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.